This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Tuesday, August 28th. Will trade talks with Mexico push cattle prices up Monday? From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Today, cattle jumped. That NAFTA breakthrough lifted the futures and really gave it a big boost. Kind of unexpectedly, the market actually shrugged off that bearish cattle on feed report yesterday, and the tariff relief is really what we're looking at right now. Also, the feeders rallied. That long-term bullish momentum is really possible now, and we can see it as everyone's jumping back into the market when they have some idea that there's going to be an end to this tariff talk, to the problems with NAFTA, and this could possibly be just the beginning. Even though the tariffs are still in place with China, just the idea that there's going to be some relief ahead just gave the market a big boost.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 15 and a half at 501. September corn was down 1 3/4 at 346. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day down 5, ranging from 595 to 608. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down 17.5, ranging from 601 3/4 to 611 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were down 16, ranging from 641 3/4 to 656 3/4. Live cattle for August were up $1.95 at 108.45. August feeder cattle were up $1.25 at 150.10. And August Class 3 milk was up a penny at 1504. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.